Hi there, I'm Michael C. Patterson, and this is the Flourish As You Age podcast that's investigating how we can ramp up our quality of life as we age. In the previous episode, I introduced the term qualongevity, which means living a long life filled with quality of life. And I suggested that to achieve qualongevity, we need to have both a healthy brain and a well-managed mind. The Flourishing series will focus on mind management, but I wanted to take one episode to give you a quick review of the behavioral roots of brain health. A healthy brain is the foundation for a well-functioning mind. Our minds work much better when they are supported by body and brains that are healthy, robust, and resilient. There's a vast amount of information about how to keep our brains healthy, and I have been collecting this information for 2 decades now. The sheer volume of the data can be confusing and overwhelming, so we needed to devise a system of sorting and categorizing the huge amount of data. So what we do is organize the research around 8 core areas that we have come to call the behavioral roots of brain health. And I want to give you a quick overview of these 8 behavioral areas. But first, let me tell you how they work together to keep our brains healthy. We subscribe to what is called a risk management approach. Each of the 8 areas can be understood in terms of risks and protections. Take physical exercise, for example. Not doing any movement or injuring yourself are risk factors. They contribute to cognitive decline. Conversely, doing exercise, protecting yourself from injury, are protective factors. So the core strategy is quite simple. Stop engaging in risky behaviors and at the same time do more of the behaviors that are protective. Next, we developed a conceptual frame for understanding how to get the greatest benefit from the behavioral roots. We call it the rule of the 4 C's. That's the letter C, not the ocean C. So the 4 C's are causes, combinatorial, customized, continual. Once again, it's causes, combinatorial, customized, continual. In brief, brain health programs are most effective when they target the root causes of cognitive decline and damage to the brain. If you just target the symptoms without addressing the root causes, you are just kicking the can down the road. So the first C is causes. The second C is combinatorial. The point here is that all of the 8 behavioral roots need to be working well. They have a synergistic relationship to one another. If you aren't sleeping well, for example, you may not have the energy to get the exercise you need. You need to work on all of the 8 behavioral roots. So that's what we mean by combinatorial. The next C is customized. Each brain is different. Each life is played out in unique environments and unique cultures. So there's no one-size-fits-all approach to brain health. You have to figure out what your body and brain needs and figure out which protective behaviors are going to work for you. Which ones are you actually going to do? So that's customized. And the final C is continual. Unfortunately, there are no quick fixes. You have to develop behavioral routines that you do for the rest of your life. You have to integrate them into your lifestyle. So doing, for example, 1 week of hard physical activity and then sitting on the couch for the rest of your life, that's not going to happen. All right. So once again, it's causes, combinatorial, customized, and continual. So I'll talk about each of the behavioral roots of brain health individually, but remember the rule of the 4 C's. You have to focus on interventions that address the root causes of the problem. They must be done in combination with each other. And you have to figure out what approaches work for you, and you have to keep doing them. So the 8 behavioral roots of brain health should be no surprise to you. By now, this is familiar to everybody who's paying attention. They are physical exercise and movement, mental stimulation, social engagement, stress management, good diet and nutrition, good sleep habits, good medical care, and an enriched environment. So very quickly, let me give you some advice on each of the behavioral routes. Physical exercise. The important thing is that you need to keep moving, using your muscles, stimulating your bones, stretching your tendons, your muscles. Use it or lose it. More specifically, we need to focus on aerobic exercise, strength training, stretching, balance, and posture. Mental stimulation. Look for mental activities that are novel, challenging, meaningful, complex, and creative. Those are the kind that are going to really stimulate your brain to become more robust and resilient. Social engagement. Human beings are social animals. We need each other. So we need to engage in more nurturing relationships and avoid abusive and toxic relationships. And we're very sensitive to social hierarchies and get stressed when we feel our status is diminished and are devastated when we feel ostracized. Stress management. Some stress is good for us. Acute, short-term stress helps us to avoid dangers, and it also motivates us to make necessary changes. But stress becomes dangerous and toxic to the brain when it is chronic and unrelieved. Chronic stress keeps the body and brain in a constant state of fight or flight and never lets it relax. So learn how to avoid and diminish chronic stress. Good diet and nutrition. You are what you eat. Eat real food, not processed food-like products. Eat a plant-based diet with lots of fruits and vegetables. Try to eat organic foods and avoid meats that are full of antibiotics. And savor your food. Eat slowly and eat less. And drink alcohol and, you know, intoxicants in moderation. Good sleep. You need to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep every night, and they need to include enough REM sleep, it's rapid eye movement sleep, and also deep sleep. Go to bed and rise at the same time every day. Develop good sleep habits. Get treatment for sleep problems like chronic insomnia and sleep apnea. Medical care. This is obvious, but you need to take care of your physical health. I mean, get regular checkups, take the recommended vaccines and medication, listen to your doctor's advice, get second opinions. Use one pharmacist to make sure that your medications interact properly with one another. Keep your teeth healthy. Wear hearing aids if you need them. And finally, enriched environments. Our environments have a big impact on how we feel, our general health, and our sense of well-being. In broad terms, impoverished environments, environments that are dangerous, toxic, or cultural wastelands, are bad for your brain. Enriched environments, nature, safe environments, culturally stimulating environments, and so on, are good for your brain, so seek them out. So once again, that's a really quick look at the behavioral roots of brain health. And those are very important to do in a combinatorial manner. And they lay the foundation for then working on our mind, which is the main topic of the rest of the episodes in this series, Flourish as You Age. Thanks for listening, and I hope you join me for the rest of the adventure.